Welcome to WYSO News on NPR One and at WYSO.org. I'm Jerry Kenney. Thanks for joining us. Yellow Springs, Ohio Police Chief Dave Hale is resigning his post after New Year's Eve events took an ugly turn in the village Saturday night. Village Council officials continue to investigate what led to the altercation between police and revelers, which ended with at least one person arrested and several people injured. Details are still emerging about what happened New Year's Eve in downtown Yellow Springs, but there was widespread agreement among the standing room only crowd Tuesday night at the John Bryan Community Center that police acted without regard for residents. Yellow Springs Village Manager Patty Bates apologized, saying police interactions with partygoers on New Year's was unacceptable. She said the incident, quote, damaged police community relations.
I have reviewed the in-car camera footage and the reports from the officers, and upon initial evaluation, I cannot determine any circumstances that would justify the officers on scene during the New Year's Eve celebration shutting down the event early.
Hale was not at Tuesday's meeting, but the audience applauded as Bates read his letter of resignation.
I have determined that the New Year's Eve events have so outraged numerous citizens of Yellow Springs, many of whom I know to be level-headed and supporters of the police, that I believe the best way to heal the rift is for me to resign from my position effective immediately.
According to eyewitnesses and video from police dashboard cams at the scene, just after the annual ball drop ceremony, at least two police cruisers drove through a large gathering. Witnesses testified the cruisers had flashing lights and sirens blaring in an attempt to disperse the crowd. Police say one man was arrested after he allegedly refused to follow orders and then fled the scene. More than 300 residents attended the meeting. Some questioned how and why other police officers from nearby districts, including Greene County, arrived at the scene so quickly as backup, and who gave the order for officers to break up the traditional Yellow Springs celebration at just a few minutes after midnight. Yellow Springs resident Brett McEachern testified that police overreach in the village wasn't limited to Saturday night's event.
That's just my own experience, and yet you don't have to ask too many people, especially younger people who get harassed here frequently, and people of color as well. This is a pattern. This happens.
Hale's departure is the latest in a string of troubles for the Yellow Springs Police. Many community members have complained of what they say is a history of unfair police tactics. Hale has led the department since 2014. He first served as interim chief of police. At the time of his appointment, several residents questioned whether Hale was a good fit for the position. After nearly 3 hours of testimony on Tuesday from village residents, Councilmember Karen Wintrow promised to address residents' concerns as swiftly as possible.
This council and our staff is committed to regaining the trust of our community in us and in our ability to effectively and transparently work through this process to put together a police department that they can feel proud of and reflect our values.
Wintrow says a full investigation into the New Year's Eve event will continue. The village council is expected to hold another public meeting on January 30th. For WYSO News on NPR One and at WYSO.org, I'm Jerry Kenney.